يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid and forgiveness from the evil of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, there is none to misguide. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves misguided due to a perversion in their hearts, then there is none that can guide. And I testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, who has no partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of the messengers sent to mankind. And he's his slave, and the best of the worshippers, and the most grateful of people, and the best of creation. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, fear Allah as you should be feared, and do not die except in the state of Islam. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from that soul he created his mate, and from them came many men and women. So fear Allah from whom he demands your mutual rights, and respect the wombs that bore you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and say a good word directed to the truth, that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may rectify your actions, and improve your deeds, and forgive you your sins. For indeed, whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed attained a great success. And after which follows, the best speech is the book of Allah, the Qur'an. And the best example, the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best guidance and example is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's our guide. And the worst of the affairs are the newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation, a bid'ah. And every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads only to the fire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. A great day for you, brothers and sisters. A great day for you, O mothers and fathers who are here today. A great day, the day of Eid for the Muslims. A day of happiness. A day of remembrance as well of what has preceded us. A day to also reflect how fast the time is going. How fast time is going. Just a few months ago we were here for Eid al-Fitr, and now Eid al-Adha is upon us. How time goes so fast. A year is like a month like a week is like a day. How fast time is flying. And this is your life, your ajal. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their ajal comes, when their lifespan ends, no one can precede that time, that appointed time for when our soul has to leave our bodies and go to the next life, the barzakh. When that time comes, there is no preceding it 1 hour, nor is it delaying it. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Until one of them comes at the point of death and he dies, he says, oh our Lord, let me come back to this life. Let me come back to this life. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. That perchance, I may do good deeds. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. كَلَّا. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ وَقَائِلُهَا. Yes, it's a statement that he says. But Allah says what? كَلَّا. كَلَّا. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ وَقَائِلُهَا. Of a surety, nay, it's a statement that he says. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And behind them will be barzakh, that period between the qiyamah and this life. The period in the grave, where the person would be even bliss, or would be in punishment. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the punishment of the grave. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we reflect in our everyday life. We reflect in order to strive to do good deeds, to strive to help the poor, the needy, the destitute, those who don't have much, to strive to help our brother and our sister, the ones that are in need, to strive to help our neighbors, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. Islam is not just peace. Islam is justice. Islam, the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah says, قُلْ أَمْرَ رَبِّ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah has commanded that you be balanced. Islam, that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us, On the day of Arafah, the Islam was completed. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Complete. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And bestowed my favor upon you. Islam is a favor from Allah. He has made you Muslims. Alhamdulillah, we are upon Islam. Alhamdulillah. There are many people who are not Muslims. They are upon darkness. Darkness upon darkness. And Allah described the darkness in the Quran. He said, it's like the depth of the oceans. إِذَا أَخْرَجُ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. Even if he was to take out his hand in front of him, in the midst of that darkness under the oceans, he would not even be able to see his hand. You see how much darkness that is? Darkness upon darkness. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And it is Allah who takes them out of darkness into light. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places that iman in your heart. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts taqwa in your heart. How do we gain taqwa? How do we gain taqwa? And what are the benefits of taqwa? We gain taqwa by being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By asking Allah to guide us. We are in need of His guidance. Wallahi ya ikhwan, if you leave yourself without the remembrance of Allah, if you leave yourselves, oh brothers and sisters, without the remembrance of Allah, without establishing the prayer, without keeping up the good deeds, by Allah you leave a shaitan, you leave a window for shaitan. A window for shaitan to enter. If you're not remembering Allah, the man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, and he said, the sharia of Islam are many. Tell me one thing that I will hold on to. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Let your tongue be moist with the remembrance of Allah. That will gain you taqwa. That will gain you the protection from shaitan. Remembering Allah. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulk. Walahu al-hamd. No king. No kingdom belongs to anyone except Allah. All praise belongs to Allah. La sharika lah. La sharika lah. No partner has he. The great day of al-hajj. Which is the day of Eid for the Hujjaj. May Allah accept it for them. This is a hard day for them, a difficult day for them, but a blessed day for all of us. For indeed, they will be doing this morning, they will be doing Rami. Rami Jamrat. The seven stones that they will throw. And Jamrat al-Aqaba. And likewise, after Rami, they will be sacrificing. And Allah did not leave you out. Also, you will sacrifice. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, Allah has blessed you with udhiyah as a replacement. And also they will be shaving their head. With every hair that falls, they will have a sin removed. And Allah subhanahu did not leave you out. Yesterday you fasted the day of Arafah. Then you will have 2 years of sins removed. Allah didn't leave you out. SubhanAllah, Allah's mercy is there. His kindness is there. So what are the benefits then? If we follow the taqwa, if we are conscious that Allah is watching us, and we fulfill His commandments and keep away from His haram. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are upon taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you with the Quran. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. But this Quran is a guide for all of the pious ones. If you are upon taqwa, if you are upon piety, and you are aware that Allah is watching you, you keep away from the haram, you obey your parents, you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't dishonor others, you don't backbite, you don't slander, you don't dishonor using bad words, and you don't tell carry and namima, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number two, your taqwa will be a reason for your success. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the successful ones. Number three, if you're upon taqwa, then it will be a reason for you to benefit from the Qur'an when you hear it. You will benefit when people speak kind words to you. Because there are some people, they hear and they don't hear. They see, but they don't actually see. Deaf, dumb and blind. They don't benefit from their faculties that Allah has blessed them with. Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So maw'idah, they will benefit for the believers, the pious ones, the people who are muttaqeen. They are the ones who will benefit from the maw'idah. Number four, those who have taqwa, it will be a reason for the reward of Allah. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَمَثُوبَةٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. The reward from Allah is best for them. And likewise, if they're upon taqwa, it will be a reason for them to have the true righteousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you to.
That's why Allah said, وَلَكِنَ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. But bir, pure righteousness, is from those who are pious. And if you're upon taqwa, number five, if you're upon taqwa, then Allah will be with you. And if Allah is with you, who can harm you? Allah says, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And know that Allah is with the pious ones. And if you're upon taqwa, number six, it'll be a reason for you not to be punished. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And fear Allah and know that Allah is strict in punishment. If you're upon taqwa, then that is the best provision you can gain in this life. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Number eight, if you're upon taqwa, then that will be a reason for you to be protected on the Day of Judgment. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You will be the highest, you'll be above others because of your taqwa, your piety. Number nine, if you're upon taqwa, Allah will increase you in knowledge that will benefit you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Number ten, if you're upon taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will aid you to give you good in this life and good in the hereafter. قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Number 11, if you're upon taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you Jannah. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. If you're upon taqwa, number 11, then Allah, you will gain His mahabbah, His love. بَلَى مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ. Of a surety, nay, whoever fulfills the contract between him and Allah, وَاتَّقَى, and is pious, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will love, indeed Allah loves the pious ones. If you are upon taqwa, Allah will protect you from your enemies. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you are patient and pious, their plots and plans will not harm you. If you are upon taqwa, number 14, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Then you will be of those who are grateful to Allah. If you are upon taqwa, number 15, angels will come into your protection and aid you. بَلَى إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُم مِّن فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. The pious, the Sahaba, in the Battle of Badr, they had 5,000 angels aiding them, protecting them. So taqwa has great benefits. There are just 15 benefits of the 117 benefits that Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmallah derived from the Quran. 117 benefits, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. If you're upon taqwa, if you know that Allah is watching you and you're conscious of that and you keep away from the haram and you fulfill the halal, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you all of these benefits, more than 100 benefits, because you're upon taqwa, you're upon a light from Allah towards everything that Allah loves and away from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes and is displeased with. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our families and our children. Your children are upon your necks, Ya Abdullah. Indeed, each and every one of us have a responsibility to their children. كلكم راع وكل راع مسؤول عن رعيته. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah protect them, our daughters and our sons, to be upon taqwa. Because by Allah, there isn't anything more beloved, more secure for you and me than taqwa, than to you and me to be upon piety. For indeed, you will reap the benefits for yourself and your children. Na'am, remember, as in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah mentioned about the father who was pious, Allah protected the children's wealth. Yes, He protected their wealth because the father. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَرَدَ رَبُّكَ إِنْ سَرْفَجَ كَنْزَهُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَمَا فَعَلْتُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. Allah wanted to protect their kanz, their wealth for the children, because the father was pious. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, indeed, it is only a few days patience. Ya Nafsu, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا صَبْرُ أَيَّامٍ كَأَنَّ مُدَّتُهَا أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ. Just like a few dreams. Ya Nafsu, جُوزِ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا مُبَادِرَةً. Oh my soul, pass quickly through this life. فَإِنَّ الْعِيشَةَ قُدَّمًا. For the true life lies ahead of it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us in this dunya. Protect us to give us good in this life and good in the hereafter. May Allah protect our children. away from extremists, yes. Away from extremists, those who call to destruction, self-destruction, whether it is suicide bombings, whether it is killing innocent people, women and children, and innocent people in society. Yes, Islam is against that. Islam is against oppression. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. I have made oppression forbidden for myself, Allah says. So don't oppress one another. So how is it what they're doing in ISIS, in Iraq, the ISIS or the ISIL or the IS, whatever you call them, and it is wrong that they call them Islamic State. This is not how Islam is. Islam is justice. Islam is not killing innocent aid workers, journalists, have nothing to do with anything. You go and kill them in the most brutal of ways. Look, Rasulullah showed us, even on the day of Eid, how to sacrifice a sheep. How to sacrifice a sheep. That you don't sacrifice a sheep in front of another sheep. Because the other sheep will be, it's like you're killing the other sheep as well. Look how much mercy Islam is. Na'am. Islam is mercy for the people. That the Prophet ﷺ, even with animals, he was merciful. Na'am. So how is it then? That it's not a sheep they're killing. They're killing a human being. A human being. A person that you call him to Islam is better for you than the red she camel. So why kill him? Call him to Islam. If he says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and you save him from the hellfire, that is better for you. That is better for you and better for him. But you kill him, and you kill to the last drop of blood, and you indiscriminately kill women, children, wherever they are, and you call it collateral damage, and you kill. This is Islam. This is far away from Islam. Islam has nothing to do with ISIL or ISIS. Islam is justice. Islam is, yes, even in jihad, there is justice. Is putting Allah's name the highest. Not your country, not your nation, not land. It is putting Allah the highest. Being sincere to Allah. Allah is not pleased with these actions. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qatala mu'ahadan, lam yarih ra'ihat al-jannah." Whoever kills one who is under oath between you and him, under contract between you and him, a non-Muslim in your country, in a Muslim country, you kill him, you will not smell the fragrance of paradise. You will not smell Jannah. So how is it for these barbaric acts that these people perpetrate? So may Allah SWT protect our children from them. Because there are young children going to them. And the Prophet ﷺ said about them. He told us about them already. That they are Khawarij. That they will come. And every time they are cut off, another group come. They are cut off, another group come. And Wahab ibn Munabbih said. Wahab ibn Munabbih. At the time of the Khawarij, what did he say? He said that the Khawarij, they never unite upon one leader. So every time they gather, they end up fighting each other. And isn't that what's happened in Iraq and in Syria? The Jabhat al-Nusra is fighting with ISIS. And ISIS is fighting with Qaeda. Everybody wants to be leader. Everybody wants to be chief. Huh? Isn't that the reality? The reality is dunya they seek. The reality is worldly life they seek. Just like Dhul Khawaisra, the one who's their father, who said to the Messenger ﷺ when he was giving out booty, "I'dil ya Muhammad, be just, O Muhammad." And the Rasul ﷺ said, "Waman ya'dil idha lam a'dil?" And who will be just if I'm not just? And Umar al-Khattab wanted to strike him. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Leave him, for with it, from his loins will come a people who recite the Quran, it won't go beyond their throats." They read the Quran, they don't understand it. They misinterpret the Quran. Yes, Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, one of them, he memorized the whole Quran. Did it benefit him? No, it didn't benefit him. He ended up killing Ali radiallahu anhu. So Khawarij are not new. ISIS is not new. ISIL is not new. Qaeda is not new. Their forefathers are the Khawarij at the time of the Sahaba who killed Ali radiallahu anhu. And they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. So may Allah protect our children from their misguidance. May Allah protect our children from innovations, all types of innovations. May Allah make pleasing to us. الَّذِي حَبَّبَ إِلَيْنَا الْإِيمَانِ. The one who's made pleasing for us, Iman. May he make Iman pleasing for us. Ya Abdullah, as Ibn al-Qayyim said, if you are a person where in front of your eyes is either Jannah or Nar, in front of your eyes is Akhirah, then you are the one who is living a life of a beneficial life. You are the one who is actually living. Everybody else is dead. Everybody else is a zombie. Everybody else is walking dead. But you and me, if we have between our eyes every day that Jannah or Nar is going to be our abode. That is the reality. So protect yourselves from the fire. Oh sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, protect yourselves from the fire, even if it's half a piece of date that you give in charity. Half a piece of date. Subhanallah. How about if you give more than that, oh sisters? Sisters, give charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in the hellfire that most of its inhabitants were women. So may Allah protect you. Protect your families. Protect your mothers, your sisters and your daughters. May Allah protect you. For you are the guardian, you are the child bearers, you are the cultivators, you are the educators of this community. You are the ones that will bring up the children of the future. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, sisters. May Allah protect you and guide you and give you beneficial knowledge and give you beneficial actions. Keep up your salah, keep up your adhkar in the morning and the evening. Be good to your husbands, be good to your children. Bring them up upon taqwa, upon piety. Chase them up in their schools. Chase them up in their Quran. Follow them up. Benefit them. And likewise the brothers. Be good to your wives. Be good to your daughters. Allah has put them a trust over you. A trust over you. So be good to them and bring about that which will be pleasing to them. You work and you sweat for your livelihood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you. But intend with that the worship of Allah. And even that you will be rewarded for. So may Allah protect us all and have a happy day this day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a prosperous day, and a happy day for each and every one of us. We have prepared for you, our brothers and sisters, this Eid day, this Eid gathering, just like in the last Eid. So any shortcomings, may Allah forgive us. We have alhamdulillah in this community, and as you can see, it's growing. And it will continue to grow because Tawheed and Sunnah, people love. Tawheed and Sunnah, the fitrah loves. The natural inclination, the fitrah, loves Tawheed and Sunnah, sincerity and following the Sunnah. So this is your day, the day of happiness. Bring it to your children. Bring smiles to your children. This is their day, the day of Eid. For there aren't any other days but these 2 days, which are the Eid days for the believers. So may Allah protect us. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا لا تحملنا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. May Allah protect you and your families, your children. Have a happy day. Eid Mubarak. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah accept it from us and you.